Why do we have to battle for the soul? Number one, because it is the mediator between the body and the spirit. You have to battle for your own soul and battle for the soul of your children if you're a parent, and battle for the soul of others. And I've heard politicians say battling for the soul of America. If America has a soul of its own, we must battle for it, because the emotions, the will, and the craziness is going up.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
I came here with a divine assignment today. I want to talk to all of you. We are still on the 12 revelations. We are dealing with the preciousness of souls. We have talked about how souls are precious. And if they are precious, today's focus is that I must battle for the souls of mankind. But it starts with your own. I said it starts with your own. If people are precious, we must battle for their souls. I said we must battle for their... Are you guys understanding me? We must battle for their souls. Everybody say, we must battle for their souls. Now, I need you to say it till it gets into you. We must battle for their souls. The first principle I want you to write down is that the Bible teaches that humanity possesses a physical body, a soul, and a spirit. Every single one of us, as long as you are a human being, you possess a physical body, you have a soul, all right? You possess a soul, and you possess a spirit. All these three entities is what make you up. Let's say that I do have a physical body. I am a soul, and I'm a spirit. Amen. Now, I would apply both metaphysics in science to show you how these things interplay and what God's word have to say and how that Satan is winning the war over our souls. And the church is trying to fight a demon in a village. Satan is not your problem. The problem is in the soul, your will, your mind, your emotion. Satan is winning that. And today, I want to take my time and walk you through God's word. Amen? There are four theories on the human sphere that explains these three things. Now, I will not bore you with the first two, but we will talk about the second two. The first two is what we call the anthropological. Anthropod means man. It's a biological term, right? Logic means steady, so the steady of man. And then one is the monism, the other is hylomorphism. Those two simply talks about how these three forms a human being. The other two is what is important to me. The other two is what we call dichotomy and trichotomy. Let's all say that together. Dichotomy and tri what? Di means two. Tri means what? Three. Now, dichotomy view says that the soul and the spirit are the same. So a human being has a physical part and a spiritual part. Are you guys with me? The trichotomy says, no, they are three distinct parts. You have a spiritual part and a physical part, but your spiritual part is two. It is your soul and your spirit. Are you guys following me? So what are the two views we're going to concern ourselves with? Dichotomy and trichotomy. All right. Now, we want to look at what the Word of God teaches. The truth is, God's Word makes it very clear that human beings have three parts. So I don't buy dichotomy. Now, let's take you through God's Word. That was metaphysics. Leave that alone. Now, let's go into God's Word. Are you ready to go into God's Word? When you read the Bible, you will notice that the word soul and spirit sometimes is used interchangeably. For example, when Mary was singing, he says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit." She's using both terms, even though she's managing all of them, because the soul and the spirit seem to be doing the same what thing. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please turn your Bibles, teaches us a very important thing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and the 23rd verse. I am reading from the Living Bible. It says, "May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God, and may your and be kept strong and blameless until the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back." Hebrews chapter 4. So the last verse we read, 1 Thessalonians, says, "May your spirit, your soul, and your body be kept what? Blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus." Hebrews chapter 4. Look at verse 12. Please read with me. "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It even penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit." Did you see that? Now, here God's word says there is a dividing point between the soul and the spirit. That is why I said I don't buy dichotomy. So you have a body, you have a soul, you have a spirit. Say that with me. I have a body, I have a soul. I would prefer when you get to a soul by saying, "I am a soul." And you are a spirit. You both. Amen. You have a body, but you are a soul and you are a spirit. Thank you. It is important then for you to understand from this verse. He says the only thing that helps you to distinguish between the soul and the spirit is God himself. He said, through the word of God. God's word is powerful enough to divide them. But on our level, we don't have what it takes to divide them. Are you following me? I want to talk to you about the battle for that part of your soul. So we're going to try to define the terms so we don't miss anything. What is the soul and the body? What is your soul? Your soul is simply three things. It is the will. It is your mind. It is your emotion. Let's all say it together. My soul is my mind, my will, and my emotions. Now, I know by now there are a lot of questions in your mind. So what is my intellect? What is my imagination? They are functions of your mind. Are you with me? Notice you have a body. So your brain is that which is in the physical that has a link with the mind. It helps you to think. There are two forms of thinking. A thinking of the mind using the brain and a thinking using the heart. So the Bible says, as a man thinketh where? So you can think things here and it's not you. But when it sinks in here, the reason is this. You have what we call a conscious mind. Whatever you keep in your conscious mind, you can easily forget. But your subconscious mind, it is sub, it's below it. Whatever goes in there happens when your conscious mind downloads over repetition. It puts it there. Your subconscious mind is what we call your heart. So when you think with your head, you may forget some things, but when it gets downloaded in your heart, you don't forget that. And the medium by which the download occurs is repetition. Everybody say repetition. we will put those things together. I want to explain the body. So my soul is made up of the my mind, my will, and my anytime you say intellect, it's a function of the mind. Intellect has to do with things that are already known. Imagination deals with the things that are on what? Known. Okay? The mind is a very powerful thing. Your body, however, is not the mind, the will, and the emotions. It shows itself through our five senses. Our body shows itself through our what? Your hearing. Your tasting. Your smelling, your seeing, and your feeling. Please pay attention. Satan will utilize these senses to affect the soul. And I will show you from the Word of God why that is important, that you pay attention at the source. Young people, listen to me. What you are seeing, what you are tasting, what you are smelling, the things you are seeing with your eyes and feeling is affecting your soul. Don't tell me I can listen to that music. It will not get into me. You are lying to yourself. You did not create your body. The one who created, I will start showing you from the Word of God. The one who created you is saying anything that goes through your eye gate, your ear gate, it gets into your soul. And once it gets into your soul, it controls you. I want to show you the link between that and this thing. And how that the church is losing the war. Some of us have become so spiritual, we have decided no media. That's not how to win the war. The Bible shows us. I said, what shows us? The Bible. Anybody that tells me the Bible doesn't tell you, it's a lie. He doesn't know the scriptures. When you sit here, I will teach you. So my body, your body has these five things here. Your hearing connects to your, it connects to your, all right? What does your sense of smell connect to? Can you point to your nose? Perfect. What does your sense of taste connect to? Your tongue. Your sense of touch, what does it connect to? Your hands. Are all these things functions of the human body? Is it? Okay. And then your sense of sight connects to your eyes. Perfect. Now I need you to follow me very, very carefully and see how these things interplay. So, the taste, the feel, the touch, the hearing, the seeing are all here. The mind, the will and your emotion, the place where you think, and then you have a will. Please listen to me. The will, as God has given to us, is one of the most dangerous things God gave to you. Because you have your will, you can choose against your parents, you can choose against God himself. But remember, when those choices are made, they come with consequences. Are you guys with me? I said they come with what? And if God does not tell you, he has no right judging you. So he's placed parents in your life to tell you. So he can what? Judge you. Parents, God has placed pastors like me in your life to tell you. So he can? And me. He has put the Holy Spirit over me to tell me. So he can what? Judge me. Nobody has any way of escape. So the body, the talk to me. And the spirit. The body, the soul, and the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching is all here. Are you guys seeing it? When you live life on earth, right now as I'm standing here, how many of you see my spirit? Nobody. Right? How many of you see my soul? We all know we have brains. Have you seen it before? Somebody told you you did have it. You believe that. But when we tell you God exists, you won't believe that, even though you haven't seen both. Jesus said this. Mark 4, verse 24. He said, take heed of what you hear. Why? Because what you hear from this body will be transferred to your soul. And your soul will have to transfer it to your spirit. Your sinful nature, which we call the flesh, dwells here. Because there is a part of God still in you, it dwells in your spirit. So Satan does not bother himself with your spirit because he can't compete with God. So he focuses on this part, making sure that this part sends all kinds of messages to your soul. And once your soul has been impacted, your spirit will automatically be what? Impacted. Let me make a statement. Write it down. The soul detects what your spirit receives. I know by now religious people are saying, oh, I receive through the Holy Spirit. Mm-mm. Which part of your body do you use to receive the Holy Spirit? Your ears? Yes. When people speak, where do you hear it from? In the spirit? You hear it in the natural. Your body hears it, right? But then it transmits through that and it gets where? Here. Are you guys following me? It is important that you understand that anything your spirit man is going to receive, your soul has to transmit it, and the soul does not have anything on its own, so it has to receive from the body, your hearing, your tasting, your all that. It receives it, and then it will transmit it. Anybody following me? All this is metaphysics, but I'll push it from the Word of God to you. Second statement, please write it down. When your spirit receives, it will in turn reverse what it has received, give an instruction to your soul to tell your body to function a certain way. Let me explain. In the body dwells the sinful nature. In the spirit, in your human spirit, there is a level and a part of God still in you. He told the people in the new covenant, I, the Lord himself, I will be in their hearts. And they will never know how to tell, let somebody else tell them right from wrong. We call it our conscience. But it's the part of God in you. That is why you should never silence your conscience. So when you see an image on the TV, which of the senses is he using? Which one? So you realize the image on the screen was not seen in the spirit. But it will end up there. But it started from where? Your eyes. Then your eye says, hey, it looks good. It feels good. And it transforms the thing to here. But remember, your soul has emotions. So the emotions say, I know it's wrong. Because you know why? Because the spirit will tell the soul it's wrong. But it feels what? Good. So the soul transmits the thing to the spirit, and the spirit, because of the part of God in it, would say, unrighteous, unacceptable, this is not good. Soul, send a message to the body to change the source of information, because this is unrighteous. Anybody following me? So the Bible says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Anybody understanding so far? It is important then that we pay attention to what is going in. Everybody now turn your Bibles, because now we're going to read Bible. Galatians chapter 5. We'll read verse 16, 17, and 18. But now I'll focus on 17. Later on, I'll do verse 18. Are you in Galatians 5? Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. If we can do this from the Living Bible, that would be nice. Ready? Read. For we naturally love to do evil things that are just the opposite from the things that the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And good things we want to do when the Spirit has his way with us are just opposite to the natural desires. These two forces within us are constantly fighting each other to win control over us, and our wishes are never free from their pressures. Did you understand what we just read? The God part here will keep sending message through the soul. Tell the body what it is trying to do is wrong. The body says, it feels good. I have my own will. So you can't tell me what to. A young man once told me, by the time I'm 18, I will be free. And I said, go to jail and see that all the people in prison, because they don't have freedom, somebody is responsible for feeding them. The same person is responsible for giving them the medical and doing everything else for them. Correct? As soon as they are out of jail, who is responsible for their medical? They are. So freedom is not free. I call it the burden of freedom. The day you have freedom, it comes with a burden. So anytime the body says, but you know I am free, it is not free. Because it will keep transmitting what is saying to the soul, and the soul is going to affect your spirit. The only way you contact God is through that. But it starts from where? Here. And this should not be allowed to be impacted by that. There is warfare. The flesh, most of the time, doesn't want to do what the Spirit is saying. It doesn't want to do it. Right? And then when the flesh also sends a message, the Spirit is not going to what? Do it. So these two are in conflict. So guess who is the battlefield? Because the soul knows that what he is saying is wrong, because it's often affected by this. But he has to transmit. That is the way God has engineered you. So there is no way that anything from the flesh, tasting, seeing, hearing, smelling, that will not end up here. It will end up there. So be careful what you are taking in. Is it junking in? At least you got mine. It won't be junk out, because the God part will still be talking. And some of us, the God part has become like a phone we have put on silence. It is talking, but we are not hearing. Pastor, we heard all that. What's your point? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17. What does the Bible say? Faith comes by hearing. Where does hearing belong to? Is this the Spirit? Now, I want you to be careful when you read the scriptures. Always pay attention. He said faith. So he's saying that the real way faith begins is through your body. It is what you are hearing. So faith comes by hearing, and then he tells you exactly what produces the source of the hearing must be the word of God. Are you guys with me? Four things. Please write it down. Why do we have to battle for the soul? Number one, because it is the mediator between the body and the spirit. You have to battle for your own soul and battle for the soul of your children if you're a parent, and battle for the soul of others. And I've heard politicians say battling for the soul of America. If America has a soul of its own, we must battle for it, because the emotions, the will, and the craziness is going up. Let's leave America alone. Let's come down to you. The soul is the mediator between the body and the spirit. Secondly, you must battle for the soul, because the soul is the most dangerous part of you. It will carry anything up. It will carry whatever the body receives, it will bring it into your spirit. And whatever the spirit says, it carries it back. It's not. But most often, it agrees both ways. The more you subject your will to God, the more your soul agrees with God. The more you subject your will to the flesh, the more your soul agrees with the flesh. So never say to a parent who is trying to help you, young people, listen to me, I got my own will. Why are you pushing down my throat? Because we are helping you to understand not everything that comes from the sense, your senses, is good for you. Are you with me? Sometimes you would taste something and think it is good. The soul receives what has been tested, and it is sent here. The more downloads you put in here, your conscience, that good part of you that tells you something is right or wrong, will begin to be silenced gradually. Have you seen somebody watching pornography? The first time they watch it, what is the normal reaction? Everybody tell me. Right? The second time, what do? They cover their eyes. But the speed with which they cover their eyes the first time is not the same. Because the signals that were sent to the soul, and the soul said, it looks good. Really? Because very soon it enters here and it will destroy you. This is why Satan is not interested in any believer who receives God's word and doesn't keep it here. If you keep it here, he doesn't care. The word of God must affect your will. The word of God must affect your mind. The word of God must affect your soul. The real battle is for your mind, your will, and the soul, not a demon in Africa. Spending your time in the name of Jesus, I bind my grandmother's people. I grind my mother's people. Meanwhile, your mind has been thwarted by the flesh. And Satan is standing there. They're having a prayer meeting. They're having a prayer meeting praying against me. But their minds are under my control. I'm taking my children to Sunday school. But their minds are under somebody else's control. And you've left them, the Sunday school teachers, to do it for you. Like a mighty army, today we want to rise up and tell ourselves we're going to battle for the soul. Are you guys hearing me? Why do we have to battle for the soul? Because the soul is the primary focus of Satan. Now I'm coming to the crux of my message. Bombarding it with all forms of media. Notice media, as in social media, the word media is plural. The singular is what? Medium. Medium is the means by which words or sentences or phrases or ideas are communicated. Correct? You got it. Therefore, all forms of media are transmitting a message. So, let's define media. What is media? It simply means mass communication. The means, the medium by which messages, truths, lies, perversions, they are communicated. To the people, to you, to me, to her, to him. But it always starts from the flesh.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.